the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters,
Assalamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which in that we're going to speak about the art of listening. So be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
And today, Sunday, is the 16th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And at the first step, this is chapter Al-Kahf, verses 11 to 13 from the Holy Quran, which we'll listen to. And then we'll listen and learn about the important point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
So we cast a cover of sleep over their ears within the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
Then we awakened them that we might show which of the two factions was most precise in calculating what extent they had remained in time.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق. إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
It is we who relate to you, O Muhammad, their story in truth. Indeed, they were youths who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Then Allah accepted the prayer of the companions of the cave and covered a veil of sleep over their ears in the cave so that they slept for a number of years. Then He roused them in order to test and make it clear which of those two parties was best at calculating the term of years they had slept. It is understood precisely from the Quran and vastly from the history that the companions of the cave were living in an environment and at a time that idolatry and polytheism had surrounded them.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Again, another episode of today's special and the topic, the art of listening. Allah Most High has promised to bestow His mercy upon those who listen attentively, which will manifest in the form of ability to abstain from wrong and engage in good deeds. Allah Most High states in the Holy Quran, chapter 39, verse 18, those who listen to the word attentively of Allah Most High and His Rasul, His Messenger, and follow it, knowing that it is the best of it of all speech, these are the ones whom Allah has guided and they are the ones who passes through intelligence, wisdom. Again, there was chapter 39, verse 18. The importance of listening can be further understood by how Allah Most High addressed Musa, the prophet, when sending revelation to him. Allah Most High states, "I have chosen you for prophethood, so listen attentively to what is revealed," that is in the Holy Quran, chapter 20, verse 13.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The importance of listening to the Holy Quran and the miracle of listening. It says, when we dispatch towards you a team of jinn listening to the Quran, when they were in its presence, they said, "Be silent." When it was finished, they went back to their people as warners. They said, "Oh, our people, indeed we have heard a book which has been sent down after Moses, confirming what was before it. It guides to the truth and to a straight path." These are again verses 29 to 30 of chapter 46. Surah Al-Jinn also talks about this. "Say, it has been revealed to me that a team of the jinn listened to the Quran, and they said, 'Indeed, we have a wonderful Quran, which guides to the right way. So we have believed in it, and we will never ascribe any partner to our Lord.'" Verses 1 and 2, chapter 72. Well, the Quranic verses show how the believer can lay the grounds for an appropriate reaction to the sound of Quran. They give two directives: listening to it, not just hear it, but pay attention to it. And second, being silent, turning off all other things flowing through the mind. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Thanks for listening to this episode of today's special. We're speaking about art of listening and essential qualities that make excellent listeners. One of the conditions of a good and excellent listener is awareness of verbal and nonverbal messages. Verbal communication isn't just limited to speaking. People communicate through body language, such as facial expressions, for example, posture and gestures. It's important to be aware of these nonverbal signals when listening to someone. This will help you understand their intentions and what they're trying to say. Be aware of how your body language affects your colleagues and customers at work. Are you crossing your arms or avoiding eye contact? If so, you may be sending the wrong message with a closed-off posture. In this part, we'll look at the etiquettes in our relationship with the Quran. One of the etiquettes is focusing on listening and being silent in presence of the Holy Quran. We are ordered to listen and remain silent when the Quran is read instead of raising our voices. This is very important to understand, as the type of listening referred to here is not just hearing. It is about listening with keen focus and attention. This type of listening entails trying to absorb and understand the message, which requires silence, to devote our undivided attention. This is a sign in line with the level of respect afforded to the Holy Quran. If we simply regard the Holy Quran as a book containing messages of guidance and nothing beyond in terms of divine sanctity, then it makes no sense for us to remain silent when it is being recited. This again highlights that the recitation of the Holy Quran demands a special aspect, special respect. A further point to note in this regard is that even if the Quran is being recited by the people who may not even believe in it, we are still supposed to remain silent.
We have an instrument here. This instrument is reason, is aql, digests and discerns the knowledge. وَالْعَمَلُ بِهِ Practicing what you learn. If we don't practice what we learn, we're going to forget it. We're going to miss it. We are not going to benefit from it unless we practice it. We put everything we learn into practice. And then number 5, he says, ثُمَّ نَشْرُهُ Then sharing what you have learned with others, with your family members, with your children, with your friends, sharing with them what you learn. This is knowledge. It has 5 steps. Step number 1, insat, silence. Step number 2, listening. We have to listen. One of the reasons God says on the Day of Judgment, those who are going to be, who are going to receive damnation, they're going to say, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ Unfortunately, had we been given ourselves the chance to listen, نَسْمَعْ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ and then understand, and then discern what we hear, مَا كُنَّا We wouldn't have been of the companion of the hellfire. مَا كُنَّا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ But the problem with us is that we did not listen. We refused to listen. This is a problem that we have in the society, beginning with the family at home. Many children at home, they do not listen. They are not willing to listen to their parents. If they listen, 90% of the problem is solved when they listen.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and let us present you a brief but bright gem of an advice from the Holy Prophet's 10th infallible heir, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him. The life of this world is a market in which some people gain and others lose. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reason for man's creation. You know, this is a very important topic, and in general, the discussion on man and the way he was created, his constitution, his existence, and then also his purpose in this world is something that has always perplexed thinkers from various disciplines from all over the world and from times immemorial. And this is also a topic that the Quran has touched upon in various places. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, I did not create the jinn and the humans except that they may worship me, which alludes to the fact that God Almighty, he created human beings so that they could worship and serve God, and in this way they could achieve their otherworldly and worldly felicity. And also in another place in the Holy Quran, God says, had your Lord wished, he would have made mankind one community, but they continue to differ, except those on whom your Lord has mercy, and that is why he has created them, which also which indicates the again the purpose of man's creation. But this is also indicative of the fact that the previous verse in which worship was designated as the purpose for man's creation was only a transitory and intermediate purpose. The ultimate purpose is that God should show his mercy on human beings. And the way to do that is that they worship him and they become deserving of his mercy. In any case, in this beautiful hadith, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, O people, Allah, exalted be his remembrance, has only created people so that they might know him. And when they know him, they worship him. And when they worship him, they become needless of worshiping others by his worship. A man asked him, O son of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, may my parents be your ransom. What is meant by knowing Allah? He replied, it is that the people of each era must know their imam to whom obedience is mandatory. So in this beautiful hadith, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he alludes to the fact that worship is a one of the goals for the creation of man, and that this and also the fact that God's recognition, knowledge of God, is also one of the purposes of man's creation, but again an intermediate purpose and goal for the creation of man, and a part of this knowledge and recognition of God is the recognition and awareness and knowledge of a person, of his leader and his imam, that he is to obey and follow. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for man's creation in the words of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions and practical tajweed rules, step by step, verse by verse. Inshallah, we're here with you, and I really welcome you all. Thanks for joining IRIB English Radio. Fawad Haider, Salam, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, welcome, brothers. Is everyone fine?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, let's go and start our class. But let's say to our brothers and sisters that today we're going to work on Ayah 93rd of Surah Ali Imran on page 62, right? So everybody, let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kullu at-ta'ami kana hillan li bani Israel. ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين.
Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. That was great. I really loved it. So, guys, let's inshallah practice this verse, okay? The first thing that inshallah we'll do is we'll have a short explanation, then we'll move on to the practical tajweed rules, the important ones. Yeah?
Inshallah.
Okay.
Yes.
Inshallah. So, Allah Almighty says in Ayah 93rd of Surah Al Imran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين. Allah Almighty says, all food was lawful to the children of Israel, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, except what Israel, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, had forbidden himself before the Torah was sent down. Say, قُلْ, bring the Torah, فَأَتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاتِ, and read it, فَتْلُوهَا, should you be truthful, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Well, actually, this ayah goes back to a story where, I mean, the occasion is this, that some of the Jewish people, okay, they were saying, like, for example, some other foods is haram. And their reason was that, well, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, they didn't use this, okay? And then they were inferring, they were saying that these things are haram to drink, but Muslims do, yeah? And then the Prophet says, prove it, if you're right. كُلُّ طَعَامِ كَانَ حِلَّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Prove it, if you're right. They would say that, well, it's in the Torah. Prophet was saying, like, bring the Torah. قُلْ فَأَتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاتِ. Prove it. It was not because Allah Almighty made it haram, and you're saying that Muslims, you're doing a haram thing while Allah Almighty has forbidden it. No, you can't prove it. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَتْلُوهَا, okay? فَأَتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَتْلُوهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So guys, there are, I just want to tell a message, okay? Something I understand from this ayah. Well, actually, ladies, like sometimes, okay, people might bring some kind of rules, okay, which we actually do not know where they come from. Sometimes people don't know from the Quran, they say something wrong about the Quran, okay? Rules or things which are not in the Quran. Sometimes they are in the Quran, but the people say they are not in the Quran, okay? Then we have to ask them for proofs. Simple as that. Okay, guys? But the tafsir of this ayah, there are a lot of things about this ayah, okay? The occasion of revelation, these things. Inshallah, you can refer to the tafsir books, interpretations, and learn more about them, okay?
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Inshallah, now it's time to go and mention some important tajweed rules that inshallah, step by step, we'll move on. كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَ إِسْرَائِيلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تُنَزَّلَ التَّوْرَاةِ كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ. The Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped, right?
Yes.
And also, Lam lam al-ta'rif, which is followed by a sun letter, ta, so it will be as well skipped, yes? Kullu ta'ami. And also the ta has to be pronounced correctly, Ali Nasir, okay?
Yes.
Could you read it? Kullu ta'ami.
Kullu ta'ami.
Ahsan. And also the letter ayn that Fawaz sometimes is dealing with this in a very difficult way. But he has fixed it, alhamdulillah, you know? He has fixed it. Read it for kullu ta'ami. Ta'ayn.
Kullu ta'ami.
Ahsan. So he has fixed it. Ayn ta'am. Kana hillan. Hillan. Ha is it? It's important, okay? Hillan. Lam has a tanween. Yeah? If you stop here, you would say hilla. Right? Stretch it. And you change the tanween to an alif mat.
Alif mat, yes.
But when you join it with the next word, the tanween will be merged with the letter lam. And so lam will be merged to the lam. Hillan. Instead, we read hillal. Without any nasal sound, just move on. Join them, that's all. Hillal li bani bani. The mad is not wajib since Israel starts with the hamza. It's in another word. Bani is another word. Israel is another word. Israel. So, but they have mad on Israel. Isra. This is wajib, right?
Yes.
Wajib muttasil. And you should stretch it for 5 or 6 counts. Illa ma harrama. Illa ma. Pay attention to the a sound, the light sounds, okay? Illa ma harrama. Ra ra, a heavy one. Isra'ilu ala a sound. Nafsihi. Do you see that fallen ya after ha?
Yes.
That's Yamad also.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes we have the baby alif or the tiny alif. Sometimes we have the baby waw, the tiny waw. Okay. Sometimes we have that ya, the fallen ya. They all indicate the mat letters. Okay. They work, they function the same as the waw, ya, alif. Mat letters. Min qabli, nun sakin plus qaf. Qaf is from the rest of the letters, as I think, and I'm sure, yes. So min. Qabl. So you do what?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Hide the sound, but with a heavy letter. Ikhfa with a heavy letter. Min qabli. Qabli.
Qalqala.
Qalqala. Mashallah. Bounce the sound. Echo the sound. Antunazzala. Again, ikhfa. Hide the sound. Antunazzala tawrah. When you stop, the letter ta marbuta. Okay? Marbuta means they. This ta is called ta marbuta, and the other ta is the stretched one, which is called ta mabsuta. Mabsuta. The stretched one. So here it changes to the letter ha. And the haraka changes to sukun. Qila tells you, Hassan?
It's better to stop.
Better to stop. Qul fa'tu bittawrati fatluha. You can stretch the sound, but it's not mandatory. In kuntum, both are ikhfa.
True ikhfa, yeah.
Yeah. Sadiqeen. Stretch the sound at the end. Huh? It's not mandatory, but it's recommended, yes?
Yeah.
So, now we got 1 minute or 2 minutes to practice the recitation that with tajweed rules, alhamdulillah, we've learned now. So, brothers and sisters, please listen carefully, inshallah, and let's practice all together. I'll read. And make sure you repeat after me.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه.
كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه.
Isra'ila, the first one, Isra'ilu, the second one.
إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة.
إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة.
قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين.
قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. الله bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, we explained a bit about this ayah. And then we mentioned the important tajweed rules. We practiced the recitation. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. Brothers here, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir. And inshallah, we'll be here again with you. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya sari'a rida, ighfir li man la yamliku illa ad-du'a, fa innaka fa'alun lima tashaa.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. Ya sari'a al-ridha, ighfir liman la yamliku illa ad-du'a, fa innaka fa'alun lima tasha'. O he whose pleasure is quickly achieved, forgive him who owns nothing but supplication, for you do what you will.
يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غناء.
O he whose name is remedy,
whose remembrance is cure and whose obedience is wealth. إِرْحَمْ مَنْ رَأْسُ مَالِهِ الرَّجَاءُ وَسِلَاحُهُ الْبُكَاءُ. Have mercy upon him whose capital is hope and whose weapon is tears. Brothers and sisters, Allah's pleasure is quickly achieved by a servant who is under his wrath due to wrongdoing and has resorted to beseeching and repentance afterwards. Because Allah's mercy, Allah's love, Allah's generosity, it is infinite. And that's why someone who has committed sins for even years without any lapses is forgiven by only a moment of repentance, by only a moment of regret, and his few deeds are accepted and attended to. Of course, he has to make up for what he has skipped of his actions, obligatory actions, and the rights of the people whom he has missed, of course. But his repentance, his regret is accepted. Therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, after the divine phrase, O whose pleasure is quickly achieved, Ya Sari' al-Ridha states, اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء. Forgive him who owns nothing but supplication. Why? Because a real sincere supplication implies the supplicant's poverty and meanness, and that he owns no means of worship. He owns nothing of obedience or good deeds to be forgiven for. That he owns no benefit or loss. He cannot remove any evil or gain any good. The supplicant has not come to Allah's presence but with your assistance and mercy. If Allah, your mercy had not attracted him, the supplicant could not utter the supplicating phrases. He couldn't have said even a word of these supplicating phrases. And he could not weep for some moments. Such a servant, of course, is worthy of your mercy and benevolence. He should call upon you. The generous does not ask a poor servant about what he has brought. Rather, he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, asks about what he wants. So, you have said that if the servant comes one step towards me, I would take 10 steps towards him. My Lord, I am so needful, I am so disabled that I cannot come towards you even as much as one step. But I want to. You take a step towards me so that I would get free of satanic desires and carnal soul, so that I would get subjected to your mercy.
Oh, he who is readily pleased, forgive one who owes nothing but supplications to you. You do what you will. Oh, he whose name is the remedy and whose remembrance is a sure cure for all ailments, and obedience to whom makes one self-sufficient. Have mercy on one whose only asset is hope and whose only armor is weeping. Oh, he who perfected all bounties and who wards off all misfortune. Oh, light who illuminates those who are in darkness. Oh, omniscient who knows without learning. Bless Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad. and do unto me in accordance with that which befits you.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So dear listeners, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks to the Almighty Allah by calling him Ya Sari al-Rida. This calling him, O whose pleasure is quickly achieved, can mean two things. The first is that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam is teaching us that you have to return to Almighty Allah knowing that He is Sari al-Rida. If you want to supplicate to your Lord, if you want to talk to your Lord, if you want to be forgiven, you have to realize that He is the only one who is Sari al-Rida. He is the only one who is quickly achieved. Because you have got nothing to present to Him, you have got nothing to be forgiven for, but yet, even at this moment, He is Sari al-Rida. Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us the method, the prerequisite of acceptance of supplications. اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء. Yet, even this sinful, regretful servant has one thing, and that is nothing but supplication. Ya Sari al-Rida, O the one whose pleasure is quickly achieved, forgive him who owns nothing, not even a single good deed, but illa du'a, but supplication. فَإِنَّكَ فَعَالٌ لِمَا تَشَى. So you do what you will. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
And every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering your doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to the listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atad, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the events that took place on Laylatul Mabit. What was Laylatul Mabit? What exactly took place? What was the exact date and place? And why this event is significant in the history of Islam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know that when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family was chosen as the last prophet, he tried to invite the people of Mecca toward the religion of Islam for about 13 years.
Yes.
People, the Holy Prophet and the companions of the Prophet were suffering a lot from the persecution of the polities of the city of Mecca. And we know that in the fifth year after Hijra, a group of Muslims, because of such pressure, they went to Abyssinia for some years. We know about what happened in Shi'ab Abi Talib, that valley. And finally, we know that the nobles and the elders of the Quraysh tribe decided to kill the Prophet. And put an scheme to choose one person from each tribe and all of them together kill the Holy Prophet so that the tribe of Banu Hashim would not be able to fight all of them and be happy for receiving the money, the blood money.
And also none of them will be guilty.
Exactly.
Solely, that's right. Okay.
Now, the Holy Prophet was informed of this incident and as instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decided to begin his journey from Mecca to Medina, which is known as the Hijra, the migration of the Prophet from Mecca to Medina. Now, on that very night,
which night is the month and night clear?
Yeah, according to some historical books, the night of Laylatul Mabit, the night of that event is on the first night of the month of Rabiul Awwal in the 13th or 14th year after the mission of the Prophet.
Okay.
Now, on that very night, all these polities, according to some narrations, 40 people, they gathered around the house of the Holy Prophet and they decided to kill him early in the morning. Now, the Holy Prophet was inside the house and he was in need of, a plan to get rid of these polytheists. So he asked Imam Ali alayhi salam to lie and sleep in his bed. And according to some narrations, in a miraculous way, he was able to go out of his house and to continue his journey toward the cave of Thawr and finally to go to the city of Medina.
All these cases are by the plan of Prophet or no, by the order of Allah? Or
everything something? Was mentioned to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
of course. Okay, that's right. Okay.
Now, this is a very special night in the history of Islam because, it was very likely for the Prophet to be killed.
Yes.
So everything was about to just be finished by killing the Prophet. Now, this is the time when Imam Ali alayhi salam explicitly